Welcome back to another episode of the Biohacker Bondi podcast, where we talk all things health, wellness, longevity, and of course, biohacking. In today's episode, we dive deep into brain health and optimization with Angie Nowak, Vice President of Brain Code Centers. Angie shares her expertise on brain mapping, neurofeedback, and how personalized protocols can help address anxiety, depression, ADHD, sleep issues, and more. She also opens up about her personal journey with a brain injury that led her to this transformative work. If you've ever wondered how to unlock your brain's full potential or want to explore cutting-edge strategies for mental wellness, this episode is for you. So now let's dive into this amazing episode with Angie. Before we dive in, I want to say how much it would mean if you could subscribe to the Biohacker Bondi podcast or leave a review on your favorite platform. Your support helps me share valuable health insights and keeps this podcast thriving with the help of sponsors. Thank you for being a part of this journey, and I truly hope this information helps you and your loved ones on the path to better health. Okay, well, welcome to another episode of the Biohacker Bondi podcast. I am so excited for this episode because we are here with Angie Nowak, and you are the Vice President of Brain Code Centers. So we're going to get all into brain health, neurofeedback, and how we can help our brain be optimal with neurofeedback based off of your center. So welcome. I would love to have you give a little introduction why you got into this space and talk about Brain Code Centers. So welcome.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I have been with Brain Code Centers for close to 10 years now. We are a brain mapping and neurofeedback company. We have multiple locations here in Denver, Colorado, as well as an office in Tulsa, Oklahoma, one in Dallas, Texas. And then we also have a global remote program, so people can do neurofeedback with us from anywhere in the world. A little bit about my background. I am a licensed clinical mental health counselor, so master's in clinical mental health, licensure in clinical mental health. And then I actually got into neurofeedback a little bit from a personal experience that I actually had a skull fracture brain injury when I was 19. So I was always a little bit more brain-based, and about halfway through my master's program, I was introduced to brain mapping and neurofeedback, which is definitely under the umbrella of mental health. And it was kind of a full circle moment that, you know, when I found neurofeedback, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, what I've, you know, kind of the struggle that I've been through with a brain injury and the education that I have, you know, about mental health and then the brain, it really kind of came full circle, and I fell in love and have been doing it ever since.
So I want to take a quick moment to share something that has truly been a game changer for me, TMW Longevity Supplement. Not only is a supplement packed with cutting-edge premium ingredients like hyaluronic acid for skin and joint health, lion's mane and chaga mushrooms for cognitive support, and nicotinamide and vitamin C for energy and cellular function, it also tastes amazing. I actually look forward to taking it every day. Since I started using it, I've noticed a real glow to my skin, and I feel more energized and vibrant. And what's even more impressive, the founder of TMW Longevity improved several biomarkers without changing anything else in his lifestyle, just by taking this supplement. That speaks volumes about the quality and effectiveness of what's inside. This isn't your average supplement. The founder was committed to creating a product that's not only packed with the highest quality ingredients, but also ensures maximum absorption through real liposomes. It's not just about what's in the bottle, it's about making sure your body actually absorbs and benefits from every ingredient, so no money is wasted. If you want to boost your energy, support healthy aging, and feel amazing, this is the one to try. You can head over to the website at tmwlongevity.com, find them at all the Erewhon locations, or head over to their Instagram at tmw.longevity. Take the step toward better health and see the difference for yourself. So now let's dive back into this episode.
Yeah, I think I love talking about brain health because it's so important, because that's what starts you being motivated, your excitement, your happiness for life. Like if your brain is not functioning and there's inflammation or other things are going on, you can't really enjoy your life and your day. So it's so important. And I think you know, exercise, motivation to be healthy, all these things start within the brain. So it's really great to focus on this. And I'm so excited because I think a lot of people are dealing with an injury, you know, depression, anxiety, ADHD, it goes on and on. And it's really cool that you can use this neurofeedback to maybe help those circumstances. So I wanted to get into brain health, how the brain works, different parts of the brain. If you can give just like a little brief explanation of how brain code centers work, and then kind of give a little explanation of maybe neurotransmitters and how the brain functions in different parts.
Absolutely. So brain mapping and neurofeedback, essentially the way in which we start treatment, right, is to do a QEEG brain map. It's a quantitative electroencephalogram. So kind of like an EEG or a CT, except that we're not only looking for structural damage in the brain. Okay, so it's not that we won't see it if somebody has had a brain injury or a concussion or something. It's just that that's not the only thing that we're looking for. We're looking at the electrical and the neurological wave activity happening in the brain. And literally everything is going to show itself to us in neurological patterns. Anxiety, depression, ADD, trauma, PTSD, brain injury, sleep issues, all of those things manifest themselves within patterns. So that's really what we're looking to see. And from there, so we start with that brain map. It's totally non-invasive and gives us a really great idea and kind of a map of what's happening. And then we as a treatment team create a series of individualized protocols for that person, as every brain is individual, every brain is unique. So every treatment plan has to be completely unique and tailored to that person. So we create a treatment plan so that every time they actually either come into the office or if they're remote, they every time they put on the headset, they are doing the neurofeedback, otherwise known as operant conditioning training. And we know that operant conditioning is, did you have a question?
Oh, no, I was listening.
Oh, perfect. I'm seeing you going, oh my gosh, am I like maybe going too hard and not leaving room? So operant conditioning, right, is reward-based training. We're literally teaching the brain to create new neural patterns based off of reward stimulus. So for example, one of the most common things that I treat is anxiety and depression. And honestly, just because our society right now is so overstressed and overstimulated, and that results in feelings of, you know, rumination and anxiety, chest tightness, all these things, worry or depression. I feel low or, you know, when I feel dark, I feel really dark and it's hard for me to get out of bed or stay focused or stay motivated. Very common pattern that I treat. And probably the most common neurological pattern that I see that in is overproduction of fast wave activity, beta and high beta, the two fastest brain waves. High beta being your anxiety, irritability, defense mechanisms, hypervigilance, kind of that fight or flight wave activity, or fight, flight, or freeze, if you know people know it by that I tend to see a lot of overproduction of that. And as human beings, we have a finite amount of electrical energy, not infinite. So if our brain is pumping out a ton of this, it really doesn't have anything left over for other wave activities. So we tend to have not enough slower, calmer, more focused wave activity. So essentially, those are the protocols that myself and my treatment team are creating around a neurological pattern like that. And then the actual treatment, what they're experiencing. So people do have electrodes on their head, either a headset or single electrodes if they're in person. Those are not putting any stimulus into the brain. Okay, this is not weird shock, anything. Nothing's going in. The electrodes are only picking up information. And then the feedback loop of neurofeedback is the electrodes pick it up. It's going to go into the amplifier, into the software, then be fed back to that person through visual and auditory forms of reward, watching, listening. Those things truly are working as a mirror for their brain, that their brain gets to experience in real time what it's doing and training itself.
Are you ready to step up your health game? I'm excited to share an exclusive offer from Vivo Barefoot. The pioneers in barefoot footwear designed to bring you closer to nature and improve your overall well-being. Vivo Barefoot shoes are crafted to promote natural movement, enhance your posture, and strengthen your feet. Whether you're hitting the trails, the gym, or just walking around town, these shoes are the perfect companion for your biohacking journey. And the best part, as a Biohacker Blondie listener, you get an exclusive 10% off your purchase with the special discount code BHB. Just enter BHB at checkout and enjoy the benefits of barefoot living. Ready to take the next step? Head over to the link in the show notes or visit biohackerblondie.com to grab your pair of Vivo Barefoot shoes today. your feet will thank you. I also want to share with you my favorite skincare brand, Young Goose. I recently had an amazing conversation with the founder, Emma Tay, on the podcast, and I can't stop raving about their incredible product line. Young Goose is the number one biohacking skincare brand, and for good reason. Their products are designed to work at the cellular level, providing unparalleled results. I love every product in their line, from their serums to their moisturizers. Everything is formulated with the highest quality ingredients and innovative technology. And here's something special for my listeners. Young Goose has generously provided a discount code just for you. Use the code BHB10 at checkout to get 10% off your purchase. Make sure to check the show notes for the link and the code. Treat your skin to the best biohacking skincare out there with Young Goose and experience the transformation for yourself. Are you looking for a convenient and effective way to experience the benefits of peptides without the need for injections? Look no further than Level Up Health, my go-to brand for meticulously stacked oral peptides designed for maximum benefit. Their offerings include powerful options like liver support, gut repair, and BPC-157, and they just launched their latest innovation, Neuro Regenerate, perfect for supporting brain health and cognitive function. Whether you're at home or traveling, these oral peptide stacks provide a hassle-free solution to boost your wellness journey. Ready to try them out? Head over to leveluphealth.com, that is LVLUP health.com, and use the code BIOHACKERBLONDIE, that is BIOHACKERBLONDI, yes, just with an I, at checkout to receive 10% discount. The details and links will also be available in the show notes. Don't miss out this opportunity to elevate your health with Level Up Health's premium peptide stacks.
For example, a lot of people get to watch shows. They watch, you know, like an episode on Netflix or YouTube or something when they come in. Over top of what they're actually experiencing, I'm going to put a dimmer screen. And the dimmer screen is literally going in and out of brightness. And then over top of what they're listening to, which is the show, they're hearing different component sounds. So essentially, this is pretty Pavlovian, right? We know Pavlov was a scientist who trained dogs to salivate at the sound of a bell. We don't know that the dogs loved the sound of the bell. It doesn't really matter. Within context, it's still associated with reward. So whenever their brain is producing wave activity that's favorable to them, that we're asking for, their brain is flooded with novelty reward. Screen gets brighter, bigger, volume goes up. When their brain is not producing what we're asking it for, it's not that it's being punished. There is just a lack of reward. So the more the brain receives reward, the more the brain is going to start producing that wave activity that is stimulating the reward because it wants that and it craves that. And we do those things enough times over time that we commit those new patterns to permanency in the brain. So the idea is not to do neurofeedback forever. It's not like medication. It doesn't have a shelf life in the body. We're teaching the brain to ultimately do it on its own so that people don't, you know, have to continually, I need a new med, or I have to keep doing neurofeedback forever, right? It really is kind of a means to an end to teach your brain to do it on its own.
Yeah. And so basically someone comes in there, they put on this helmet or remote, you'll send the device. And you get this information of how their brain's functioning. And you see there's an imbalance, basically. You see this electricity. There's so much in one area versus the other. And so I'm sure, like, with anxiety, with depression, with, you know, memory or any of these issues, you'll see so much electricity going on in one area and not the other. So you basically are balancing out the brain.
That's right. Absolutely.
And I'm curious. I just want to understand this. Are you using the helmet or the device to give the neurofeedback? How do you give exactly the neurofeedback?
Yes. So the device that they're experiencing, so let's use the remote, for example. It has all of these little electrodes in it. The electrodes, like I said earlier, are just picking up information. They're monitoring and reading what the brain is doing. So the electrodes pick it up. It's going to go into an amplifier, into software, which if you're doing remote is on an app on your tablet or your phone. And then essentially, so it's picking it up, it's going into the amplifier and then being fed back to you through visual and auditory forms of reward, watching, listening, right? Those things truly are working as that mirror. So that's really what the device is. It's not inputting anything. It's essentially translating the information. So the electrodes pick it up and then it's fed back to you through that novelty form of stimulus and reward. And that's how the brain is training itself.
And how long does this procedure take?
Yeah, so the brain map takes about an hour to actually collect the data. Then we, on a separate day for a separate hour, we go over all that data. And then sessions, I would say most people, if you're in person, people do around like 40 to 60 sessions. With remote, we usually do about 6 months and they're doing around like 3 to 4 times a week. They're 20-minute sessions. Sometimes I hear, you know, oh my gosh, that's so long. For most people, it probably took you 20, 30 years to get where you are, right? Wouldn't it feel very manipulative if I was like, you could be better in one day? Like nothing worthwhile is fast, right? Nothing worthwhile is easy. Your brain is going to have to work really hard to create those new neural patterns, but that's also why it's long-term change.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just want that quick fix or like that medication or something, but you'll be on medication for the rest of your life, not getting to the root cause. And so it's so important if you take that 20 minutes, you know, how many, like, you watch TV or you're on Instagram or anything for 20 minutes. Come on.
Honestly, that's when people say, like, I just don't have time for it. I'm like, it's actually not that you don't have time. It's just that it's not that important to you because we make time for the things that matter. And that's totally fine that it's not a priority yet. But if it is a priority, we make it happen.
Yeah, exactly. And for me, I put my health as the top priority because I feel if you don't have your health, if you don't have happiness or energy or the body or the brain to do the things you want to do to live, you can't do it. Nothing else matters.
So that's exactly right.
It's so important to put your health first and you can help your family and your friends and everyone after, you know. So what exactly does this help? So you know, people have a lot of issues. So who can use this device? And
yeah, I honestly believe that everybody can benefit from neurofeedback, right? As we all have a brain and our brain can always be optimized, right? Even I have people who come in, you know, CEOs and professional athletes who maybe are like, hey, I'm at the top. I'm top 1%. I am killing it in my field. I feel really good. You know, I'm a top 1% athlete. Okay, so what's that edge, right? What is the kind of the thing that's going to put you above, right? And maybe, you know, if you're a professional athlete, everybody has the same access to, you know, all of the best supplements and all of the best workout equipment, and all, you know, all these things. So what is kind of your edge? And I believe that that's your brain. I believe that your brain is 100% your best asset. As you said, if you don't have brain health, you know, what do you have? You could have a perfectly functioning body neck down. If your brain is not functioning well, you're going to be in a real bad situation, right? So I honestly believe that everybody can benefit from neurofeedback. However, I would say that most commonly the things that we treat are anxiety, depression, ADD, trauma, PTSD. We specialize in brain injuries, concussion protocol, sleep, insomnia is huge that we work with. And I'm, you know, only naming a few things, but really anything that it comes down to like a neurological pattern is something that can be optimized with neurofeedback.
What would you say is the success rate? Because I know, you know, there's so many people out there on medication for depression. Anxiety is skyrocketing, panic attacks, you name it. And so I just want to know, you know, do people come to you maybe even on medication and then they're able to get off as well? And I just want to know the success rate.
Definitely. So the success rate, you are right that a lot of people come to us on medication, right? That one, that's just, and there is no shame in the medication game, right? I believe that it should be a means to an end, right? That, you know, if you're in a really bad situation, sometimes medication can just get you out of that hole in order for you to seek other more long-term treatment. Unfortunately, just with our society, medication is like the end game, that it's like, don't worry, no matter when that medication stops working, I have another med that we can put you on, or we can just up your dose or add this med to that. And then you're taking 10 meds to, you know, a lot for the side effects of these other meds. And it can just be for a lot of people kind of a downward spiral in that way. So the thing is, though, when people are getting off of medication or trying to get off of medication, they're like, well, then I went back to feeling terrible. Well, yeah, nothing has changed in your brain, right? So you took away the medication and nothing had changed. So yeah, you're back to kind of where you were. Versus neurofeedback, if we are changing the brain while you are titrating off of this medication, ideally then there is a lesser need for this medication because that neurological pattern that was needing it is no longer there, right? So that's really what I have seen with people getting off of medication. And is that going to be a short process? If you're on a whole bunch of benzos, probably not. You know, that's going to be a long process. That's okay. We're here for that. And we are very familiar with helping you do that. Now, we're here to work with your doctors, your prescribing doctors that I, you know, believe if you have a really an amazing doctor, they don't want that to be the rest of your life, right? And if you found something that can really help with that, we're going to work as a treatment team to really help you, you know, kind of get to your best self and living your best life. And if that is off of medication, fantastic. Like, we're here to support you with that. As for success rates, I would say it probably depends on the neurological pattern, which doesn't necessarily mean symptoms, right? That anxiety alone can show itself in about 50 different patterns in the brain. However, I would probably say kind of the anxiety depression combo that I tend to see, I would probably put us in the 80th to 90th percentile of people seeing significant change. Not like, I guess I feel a little bit better. Like, I went from a 10 to a 2, right? Or I went from a 10 to a 0. I have people who go from having, you know, panic attacks weekly or daily to I don't remember what a panic attack feels like, which is pretty incredible. ADD, ADHD, this is probably the most misdiagnosed thing that I see as a brain pattern for ADD, ADHD that would actually pair well with a stimulant, Adderall, Ritalin, is a much lesser percentage of people who are actually diagnosed with ADD, ADHD. I'd probably put us in the 80th percentile of people seeing significant change with that symptomology as well. Hard time task initiation, finishing tasks, feeling focused and motivated, things like that. So it probably depends on the neurological pattern. But in general, I mean, we see pretty amazing, you know, success. Now, I do get the question, you know, well, if this is so fantastic, if this is the best thing ever, why is everybody not doing it? And I'm like not necessarily a conspiracy theorist. We do live in a medication heavy society, right? If you go to a doctor as a woman, you're probably going to be prescribed birth control. I don't even care what you go in for, like a little bit of mood, a little bit of cramps, whatever it is, like, don't worry. Your solution is hormones. Yikes. If you have any type of, like, you know, psychological anything, there's a med for that. And it's covered by insurance, right? That you don't, you know, oh, your Xanax prescription is a $0 copay. So honestly, neurofeedback is not as easy as taking a pill every day, right? It's not that easy. You're having to put in the work, you know? So I understand, you know, why it's, you know, why is Ozempic so popular? Because you can take a shot and lose weight, you know, versus, you know, and not that people who have taken Ozempic aren't doing other work. I believe that they probably are, but it's not the same as like having to eat really well and, you know, bust your ass at the gym and different things like that. So that's honestly a big reason, you know, the society we live in is what we live in.
Yeah. And I even think too, the success rate also is what is your patient doing also, because it's not just going to be the neurofeedback. If you're eating McDonald's every day and trying to do the neurofeedback or not sleeping or not, you know, staying healthy, you can only do so much, and you really have to make sure your lifestyle is healthy as well. So
yes,
it's so important. So I'm curious too, do you work with anyone with addiction? Is this good for addiction as well?
Are you ready to elevate your health and wellness journey? Let me tell you about Bahala Vitality, your online destination for integrative health solutions. Whether you're looking to lose weight, balance your hormones, explore peptide treatments, or enhance your vitality, Bahala Vitality creates personalized plans to help you reach your goals. And here's the best part. Use my code JENNY20 for $20 off your first service. Just click the link in the show notes to get started. Take charge of your health today with Bahala Vitality, because your wellness journey deserves the best. Are you ready to take your home wellness to the next level? Right now, there's a huge sale on two of my absolute favorite products, Aqua True water purifiers and Air Doctor air filtration systems. Aqua True uses advanced reverse osmosis technology to remove contaminants like lead, chlorine, and PFAS, giving you pure, delicious water right from your tap. And Air Doctor features ultra HEPA filters that capture even the smallest particles, like allergens and toxins, to ensure you're breathing the cleanest air possible. To grab these deals, just click the link in the show notes for a special discount. Don't miss the opportunity to create a healthier home environment for you and your family.
Great question. So we actually have worked a ton with addiction in the past. So here's what I will say. if someone comes in and wants or has the expectation that neurofeedback is going to magically make you not want to drink, then we probably have a missed expectation. However, neurofeedback really is, let's get to the root, as I believe generally, not always, generally, addiction is a symptom of something else, right? That if you talk to someone who is very deep into an alcohol addiction or a methamphetamine addiction, generally there is a history of trauma. I mean, so actually my master's, internship that I did in my master's was in a drug and alcohol rehab facility. So I have a lot of experience with that population specifically. And 10 times out of 10 times, there was a significant trauma history behind that. So we are generally trying to put something synthetic into our brain to regulate our brain in a way that we're not able to do on its own. Right. So actually, when you talk to people who maybe smoke weed, I hear a lot of times like, actually, I feel normal when I smoke weed versus somebody else might be like, oh, I get high. They're like, no, I actually feel normal. Or, you know, I get home at night and I have a couple glasses of whiskey. And then it just takes the edge off. So I'm able to chill. Why is that? Right. Our brain is so dysregulated and out of system and out of function that we are putting something synthetic in. So what if we're able to regulate the brain by itself so that there is a lesser need to put something synthetic in? So really neurofeedback, let's work on it on that, like that base level. But I also believe that if you are very active in addiction, a 12-step program is also needed. Like neurofeedback's not going to oh, all of your friends also do drugs? Well, neurofeedback will make you not want to hang out with those people. No. You know, there's a lot of other behavioral things that need to happen in addition to that. So I would say neurofeedback is a great component to that healing and that process.
I could definitely see that. And I just, you know, I think we want to focus on one body part or one organ or just the gut or these things when it comes to overall health. But the more you can change, you know, the brain and maybe your diet and all these things just start adding up to full health. So it's like the more I do for my health, the happier I become, the healthier I become. And it's work, but I will tell you from 10 years ago, my energy, my happiness, all those things have dramatically increased to where I was sad that I wasted so much time feeling not great, you know, lethargic, all these things and not, you know, brain fog, all this stuff. So it's definitely worth to do these things so that you can feel amazing for the rest of your life and every day, you know, so it's super important. Another question I have is also pain. Have you ever worked with maybe helping patients in pain?
Absolutely. So actually in the brain map, which this is so incredible, we can see what is actual physiological pain and what is perceived pain. And when I say perceived pain, I do not mean fake pain. I mean, sometimes our brains get stuck in pain cycles. And that's a big thing with chronic pain, right? Maybe you were in pain from an injury for so long that your brain is now stuck in that pain cycle. Mm-hmm. So there's a possibility that your body has healed and your brain for so long, probably to protect you, to be honest, is now in this cyclical pain cycle. So really with neurofeedback, we need to get in and help disrupt that cycle. I see it with physiological chronic pain. I see it with migraine, like headache pain. So yes, now, can I guarantee, you know, that no, as I don't know where your pain is coming from? Like if you have a slip disc in your back, neurofeedback is not wizard magic. It's not going to like, you know, fix that. But if you, you know, are in a chronic pain cycle and it is more neurological, yes, there's a lot that we can do there.
Yeah, I think I've heard there's this device. I forget what it's called. It's like a headband and it's actually for cramps.
So interesting.
I think they're using kind of the same device, but it's like you can bring it with you and help you with cramps. So I'm sure they're going to start using other things like that to help with other pain management. But migraines is another big issue for people too. So it's so beneficial. What do you see most common in the brain? I guess, where do you see parts of the brain that are overstimulated or what do you see as the most common, I guess?
It probably honestly depends on symptomology that, you know, I see, like I said, probably one of the most common patterns that I see is overproduction of high beta, which is anxiety, irritability, defense mechanisms, hypervigilance, stress. But also it depends on where it's happening in the brain, right? If it's happening in the CEO of our brain, our prefrontal cortex, that person's going to be probably a lot more reactive, right? That's the person in your life that you're kind of walking on eggshells around because they think that their wick is this long and it's actually this long, you know, and they like lose their crap on you and you're like, wait, what just happened? And they're probably like, wait, what just happened? You know, that we have a lot quicker trigger with that. Or have a little bit more impulsivity, right? That person might be a little bit more reckless in those ways. Their prefrontal cortex, the CEO of their brain, their decision-making center is probably just moving way too fast. Somebody with excess high beta in the back of their head, the occipital area, probably experiences their anxiety a lot more somatically, right? Chest tightness, stomach aches. I see a lot of people who come in with very physiological symptoms. Oh my gosh, Angie, I have all these gut issues. I have, you know, tummy issues. I have bathroom issues. But I've been to all the gastroenterologists, whatever, and there's quote unquote nothing wrong. Now, that's always a hard thing, right? When you hear nothing's wrong, it just means that maybe there's not something wrong like with your digestive tract, right? Obviously, something is wrong. The gut-brain connection, as you know, is so interconnected. So you probably have a brain issue that is affecting and creating a gut issue versus maybe the other way around, right? So if we're not looking at the brain, we're missing a very large component. You know, what you said earlier, we want our health to be a silver bullet, right? I take this one supplement or I do this one thing and it's like, aha, like solves all my problems. Our health is a puzzle and it's a lot of different pieces. And, you know, sometimes we might need to do it in a certain order. Sometimes it's, you know, years in the process. But once you find the puzzle pieces that are needed for optimal health, it's incredible and it's life-changing.
Yeah. I think, too, we're really going towards personalization because everyone's genes, lifestyle, bodies are all different. What we've been through, you know, in our past. So you really have to personalize. And I think being in tuned as well, like listening to your own body is so important. So it's like what supplements might work for you, might not work for someone else. So there's so much on social media, you know, going out there saying my diet, my this, do this, do what I do. But really, you have to see what works best for you. And that goes for supplements. That goes for all things. Like for me, I need more stimulants. I like coffee. I like energy. You know, some people are so high, you know, energized and their brain is going 24/7 that they need things to calm them down.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's so important. I'm also curious too, do you do like, what about focus or motivation or anything? You know, when it comes to like a career, I love to do things that might help, you know, optimize my focus and my motivation because I think that's huge. You want to, you know, have that motivation to do things in your life.
Or you have people who have a lot of ideas and it's like, why can't I implement? You know, I go to these conferences, I get so jazzed up and then I go home and I don't have implementation skills. What is that? So again, that's why we do the brain map because your symptoms matter. I need to know where it's coming from in a neurological pattern, right? Is it that you have so much fast wave activity that it's overwhelming and crippling, right? That your brain is so overstimulated that it can't act and you can't find motivation? Or is your brain swimming in a lot of slow wave activity and your car is only able to go 30 miles an hour on the freeway? That's so frustrating, right? You might think that you're driving a Ferrari, but you're driving a Kia or vice versa. We just need to know what the situation is. And that's really where the brain map is key. It's like a visual form of grace. So validating just to understand, hey, here's what we're working with, but now here's the plan to change that. Right? That, you know, you are not, sometimes we feel like, you know, it's just kind of, well, this is what these are the cards that I'm dealt. No, ma'am. You know, that, yes, you know, this is what we're working with right now, but that's not what you're stuck with. You know, your brain, just like your body, has the ability to be trained.
Yeah. So I'm curious too, what have you seen with doing this neurofeedback? I mean, your brain seems to be on fire. You seem to have energy. I love it. So what have you noticed the difference with your brain using the device?
Totally. So I have a lot of fast wave activity that I, which I'm sure I don't have to say. I'm sure every person listening is like, duh. Yeah. So I am all beta, high beta on the cingulate, which is kind of the ridge along your brain. But for a long time, that manifested itself very heavily for me in anxiety and insomnia. That anxiety or insomnia was my story for like 10 years. And I, like all my friends knew. Now, I still operated at a very high level on like 3 or 4 hours of sleep every night. And I did all the things. I'm like going to bed at 8, laying there, no phone. Like I did all the things. And it was like a whole process to like figure out what the heck is going on. Like, why can't I sleep? But think about it this way. When the driving factor in your brain is anxiety and irritability and defense and hypervigilance, what is probably really uncomfortable? Chilling out and going to sleep, right? That didn't even exist in my brain. My brain only went 100. It didn't even know what 30, 20 parked was. My vehicle was burning out. And truly, neurofeedback, it's not that it made me slow, obviously. It gave my brain the ability to shift, right, and to transition. So now I'm able, honestly, so I wear an Oura ring. I am like a sleep freaking champion. So for a long time, I would wake up and my Oura ring every morning was like, don't worry, it will get better. I was like, that is so sad. Like every day it was like, keep going. You can do it. And now every day it's like, you're the freaking sleep champion. I'm like, that's correct. And did that just happen? No, that took a long time of training. But it was a big anxiety component, right? Mm-hmm. That I was thinking it was a sleep issue. It was, but it stemmed from an anxiety issue. I haven't had a panic attack in like 4 years that I don't even remember what heart palpitations feel like. And for a long time, that like felt like that was my story. And fortunately, you know, I am in health and wellness and mental health. And I was like, there is something else, right? This is not my forever. And I, you know, was diligent and did a lot of things and tried a lot of things, but neurofeedback was a critical component of changing that in my brain.
And then sleep is super important for detoxing and recovery. And
if you're not sleeping, you are screwed. Let's be honest. Like if you're not sleeping, it will kill you faster than anything.
Yeah, I know. And it's free, but a lot of people struggle with it. And so that's
right.
That's so amazing. So how do you still use the device? Do you still do this? And how often do you do it? Because you're saying, you know, sometimes patients will just need it for 6 months or their protocol. No. Do you still use it?
Yeah. I have all the access to all the neurofeedback equipment in the world. I go into my brick and mortar locations. I have a headset here. I rarely train. Now, should I maybe do it more? Maybe, but I don't need to. That my brain knows what to do. But let's say I have a particularly like kind of a stressful week at work and I'm just feeling a little bit amped. Yeah, I'll pop into an office or pop my headset on and do a session. That's more like a maintenance, right? That's kind of a little booster session just to remind my brain, okay, yeah, we love these patterns. But what I have done has stuck because my brain utilizes it every day. You know, just as I cannot wake up tomorrow and forget how to walk, I'm not going to wake up tomorrow and forget the neurological patterns that I've been ingraining over the last 10 years, right? So I taught my brain how to do it appropriately and correctly, and now it knows how to do that. So yeah, I love to do a booster session, and I encourage people that creating and increasing plasticity in the brain is what keeps our brains young and fresh. So there is an incredible component of that is just longevity and brain health. But as for like, well, are your patterns going to backpedal at some point? No.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm, you know, there's certain situations where I feel like maybe if you're on a flight or other things that might cause stress, traveling or other things, you know, it can.
Yeah, like situational.
Or if you get sick or something. So you're basically listening to your own body saying, you know, I feel great now. But if something does kind of come like as a stressful situation, you can do the maintenance basically.
Totally. And honestly, neurofeedback is also going to make your brain more resilient, right? So let's say something that really stressful comes up, you know, loss of a job, loss of a loved one, something, you know, just really intense.
Yeah.
Your brain should also, after neurofeedback, respond differently to that situation. Not like, I love getting fired, but more so like, oh, this is not life ending. Now I don't sleep for 10 days, you know, or something like that. Like your brain should be more resilient. But you're absolutely right that neurofeedback doesn't make your brain bulletproof, you know, that if something comes up, just like anything else, you know, hey, okay, I need to, you know, take this supplement, not forever, but maybe I feel myself. Example, if I ever feel myself getting sick, I am a raw garlic. Like I will swear by it till the end of time. Oh, my friends know I'm a psychopath. I am like tablespoons of raw garlic in water multiple times a day. I've been sick in like 2 years. So it's like, do I do that all the time? No, it's not necessary all the time. But if I feel that coming on, I'm like, I'm going to stop this right here and just chugging that raw garlic.
I love that. Yeah. I don't have time to get sick. I'm going to be eating that raw garlic. I eat raw ginger, all of that.
That's right. I have no time to get sick. No, thank you. I'm like, I would rather smell like garlic for 4 or 5 days, sorry, not sorry, than feel like crap.
Yeah, I know. I just want the people to realize too, like, you know, our bodies, we're living, we're doing these things so you can get bacteria, virus, or things throughout your life. You know, so it's not like, oh, everything is just a one thing cure all, you know, for the rest of your life. So you're living and things happen and different, maybe stressful situations happen and you might need this again. I'm curious too, what your thoughts are. I know there's like ketamine therapy, there's psychedelics coming out for a lot of, you know, PTSD, anxiety, depression and stuff. What are your thoughts on that? Have you studied any of that, or are you guys going to implement any of that?
I would not say that we're going to implement any of that. Here's what I will say. And this, obviously, it's like real controversial, right? Like, oh, psychedelics, like everybody's all into mushrooms. And it's like, you know, I heard this about weed for a long time. Like, it's natural. I'm like, get out of here with that. But that's fine. So at least with ketamine, right? My understanding of ketamine is I've seen it both ways, that some people swear by it, life-changing. Some people it did nothing for. But on both sides of that spectrum, I have experienced it with people as like not very long lasting, right? That, however, and I don't think it's meant to be. I really believe that if you are, let's say, struggling with like some medication resistant depression, like you are so freaking depressed, ketamine, again, can help get you out of that hole, right? Like beep, like clear the fog a little bit so that you can seek something else. But I see people going back for more and going back for more and going back for more because it doesn't last. So I would say probably just understand the purpose of it, that it really is not meant to magically change your brain. It also can be covered by insurance. It can be very expensive. And it's like, I think it's like, you know, 6 weeks or something every day. Like it can be very intensive, right? Not bad or good, just the reality. And again, I'm not an expert on that. That's just my like research and understanding. Psychedelics, okay, so mushrooms, psilocybin. I have seen a lot of very cool research coming out on psilocybin, also very specifically as like medication-resistant depression, as it really the way that it like opens up your neurons and your brain and helps it fire in different ways. Everybody who's walking around microdosing and like growing it in your backyard or getting it from like your gym coach, okay, like let's... Like, here's the deal. Are you microdosing? Are you just getting a little bit high every day? Like, that's in no way regulated. So it's like, what qualifies as a micro? Also, do you know exactly what you're taking? Like, come on. So I don't know. I hear a lot about that. I'm not in it. I'm not buying it. As more research comes out, I believe that this will be a little bit more regulated. And probably we need more clinical trials, which are happening overseas, not as much here. But I think there is some very cool and promising research. But like, if you're growing stuff in your backyard and taking it, like, probably I'm not taking that for like all it's worth, you know?
And it's these things are also toxins. You know, there's ayahuasca as well, and I know Dr. Amen, who studies brains as well. These things are affecting your brain just like alcohol or other toxins. So you have to think, you know, this is going to damage maybe parts of the brain. It's a toxin. Like these mushrooms are toxic. That's why it's doing things. And
that's why you are hallucinating if you take too much. Like that's correct. You're exactly right. Now, though, also, you know, an SSRI, a benzo, I also believe is toxic. Yeah. So, you know, some people are like, well, it's better than that. Let's not use better or worse. I would say that I have not seen enough like quality research, in my opinion, to go out and grow myself some mushrooms.
Yeah. And I think it's great to not, you know, you can look for exterior substances, but you shouldn't have to go to that for the rest of your life, you know? So that's why a lot of people keep going back to ayahuasca or mushrooms or ketamine. And I understand that maybe it can help get you out of that hole or really help, you know. And I discussed this with Dr. Sheldon Jordan of he's like a top neurologist, and he says yes, for his patients it can help kind of like get them out for a certain situation of depression or something. But he also says too that ketamine or anything doesn't last for a while.
Right.
So it's really important to get to the root cause, you know, instead of
looking
at these outside substances.
Yes. Like if we're constantly going back there, okay, then what's the underlying reason? Yeah. You know, why are we continually having to go back to this? We're not really solving anything.
Yeah. So this is so cool. I am like, you know, you learn so much. And I think people just don't even know about neurofeedback. And they go to their doctor and just think a medication is the only answer. And that's what people have been grown up on. I mean, you know, for years, take this Prozac, take birth control, take this benzo or whatever. And that's one of the top drugs that they are giving out and with ADHD medication. So it's like, I think I read or listened to say something, 1 out of 4 doctor visits, they're giving someone a benzo. And I'm like, these are so addicting as well. There's so many side effects. So it's really important to look at what other things you can do maybe before you get on substances that have side effects and are very addictive. I've heard, you know, a lot of people say how difficult it is to get off these medications.
That's right.
Scary, you know, so I think this would also be a great way for people to maybe start leaning off if they want to maybe, you know, get off their medication. This might be a way to like help them during that process, because I know it can be difficult for a lot of people.
It absolutely can be. And some people feel them beholden to medication because of that. Like it would be too hard to get off. And neurofeedback can be a great way. And again, we are going to work with your prescribing doctor. So this isn't like, stop taking your meds before you come. Don't do that. You know, this is like, let's work with your doctor. Let's create a plan around that to truly support your brain as it's ultimately detoxing out of those things.
Yeah. So if someone wants to come check out Brain Code Centers, what do they do? This is access for anyone, right? You can send them a device. They don't have to go to your center. Where are the locations? What is the cost as well?
Absolutely. So cost-wise, we just did some Black Friday specials. So occasionally we will run specials. An in-person brain map is $750, and then approximate pricing of sessions is around like $90 a session. And then with the remote, it's a monthly cost. So the headset's $499, then it's $499 a month. Rachel and I do the owner, Rachel, and I do 100% of the consultations for Brain Code Centers. Do we have the time to do that? Not necessarily. Our biggest passion is education and honestly providing hope and impact. So we do 100% of the consultations. They are free. So if you are wanting to do a consultation with us and even just ask questions and learn more about it, we would love to basically, you know, kind of offer you our time to be able to do that. You can go to our Instagram, which is at Brain Code Centers, plural, or braincodecenters.com, and you know, fill out just an inquiry or DM us and say, hey, I'd love to chat a little bit more. We'll get a hold of you and get you on our schedule.
This is so cool. I am like so excited for people to come check you out because this will help a lot of people.
Thank you so much for joining us on this fascinating journey into brain health and neurofeedback with Angie. We've explored how neurofeedback works, its success in treating various neurological patterns, and the importance of addressing root causes instead of masking symptoms. Remember, optimizing your brain can transform your energy, focus, and overall health. If you're interested in learning more, check out Brain Code Center's website, link in the show notes, or connect with them on Instagram for a free consultation. You can also find show notes and links on my website at biohackerbondi.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who could benefit from this knowledge. It would mean so much to me as it helps spread the word on health and also supports me bringing amazing guests and sponsors to this podcast. Until next time, keep biohacking your way to a healthier, happier you.